You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, a year of roots, light, and becoming. It might be a little early, but as I opened my eyes this morning, still lying down in my bed, I found myself reflecting in that soft, dreamy space, the honest space. Looking back on what a year it's been for me, 2025. In some ways, extremely successful. In other ways, flattened. I mean, not at all what I hoped or imagined. And in many ways, pretty intense. Coming off of the wondrous weekend of TEDx that I spent in the US, back in Tokyo, I found myself weepy for the entire month of November. Some of you might have noticed from some of my podcast episodes. It wasn't really in a sad way, but very much in this raw, unarmored way that feels strangely like truth is finally being revealed. I noticed something beautiful as I let myself stay open and raw like that. My people, my friends, you all responded. You said that you could feel it and that you resonated with it. And it helped me to realize how much we've all been lightly performing, just efforting without even knowing it because it's semi-automatic. How we got so used to armoring ourselves that we forgot the power of simply being as we are. It reminded me of something the best-selling author and researcher of shame, Brené Brown, teaches, because she says that the biggest barrier to living bravely isn't fear. Rather, it's the armor that we have built to protect ourselves from our fears that actually keep us from living bravely. Whew. And we all know that for most of us, that armor started real early. It started in childhood. When I think about that, I can't help but feel this surge of deep gratitude for the work that we've all been doing, the inner wounds we've been healing, the generational patterns we've been breaking, the collective truths we've been remembering. It's like we were these little underground seedlings. And this year, the roots finally took. We started to rise toward the light. And when we rise, we remind other seedlings that they can rise too. That's why I believe that healing yourself is never just about healing yourself. It's more like something that makes the world a little bit of a better place. Because when you shine, in doing so, your brightness becomes the beacon that reminds others that they can shine too. It's like this domino effect of permission. That's how, this morning, as I lay half asleep in bed, letting my thoughts drift freely as I notice them, I notice this thought unto myself. This year, 2025, in many ways has challenged me more than any year before. not just on the surface, not just in roles or responsibilities, but at the level of identity and soul. But you know what? I can now say, yes, this year was also the first time in my entire life that I became deeply, truly proud of myself, proud of who I am, proud of who I'm becoming, proud of the path I've walked and what I've been learning and sharing and owning. Because what I'm actually doing is learning deeply to honor my soul's path just as it is. When I stand there and when I honor myself at that level, suddenly I feel like I see everything more clearly. I am who I am. And this is exactly who I'm meant to be. Not just for me, but for all the world. And when I own that, in that same light, I see the soul truths of other people and each of their becoming. Not because I see beyond the beyond like some kind of prophet, but because my eyes now see in trust of each of their soul paths, just as I have now come to trust my own unfolding. I feel the beauty and intricacies of all these friendships, relationships, the timing and synchronicities. Like all of humanity is an orchestra, each trying our best at our parts. Whew. So, as we approach the end of this year, here's the Kizuki I want to offer you. Sometimes the breakthrough doesn't look like success or big wins. Sometimes the breakthrough is finally being proud of the person your life has been shaping you to be. That's just simply you being you and realizing that the armor around it isn't needed anymore and that the tenderness you've been hiding is actually your strength because it's what makes you more you. I just want to say, I am so proud of you for making it through this year. And I'm proud of the person you're becoming too. Because if you're listening to this, I know you're someone who's doing the work, someone who's growing roots, someone who's finding their light again. And God, I am so, so proud of us. Thank you for listening. If you missed the recent Kizuki Journaling online session, the on-demand replay is now available at maey.live under On Demand. And if you'd like to be the first to know when the next live session opens, you can sign up for my weekly newsletter at the bottom of maey.live or kizukijournaling.com.